Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's some news about how impulsive personalities are linked to food addictions. Researchers from the University of Georgia say the same kinds of impulsive behaviors that lead some people to abuse alcohol and other drugs may also lead to an unhealthy relationship with food, and this pattern is associated with obesity. The CDC says more than one-third of adults in the U.S. are obese, which increases their risk of things like heart attack, diabetes, stroke, and some cancers. And the researchers hope their work will help healthcare experts to plan treatments and interventions for obese people who have developed an addiction to food, helping them get healthier lifestyles. They also say impulsive behavior is not always associated with obesity, but impulsive behaviors can lead to food addiction. And this was published in the journal Appetite. And in other news, the U.S. FDA approves a phase 3 stem cell trial for heart failure patients based on a Mayo Clinic discovery. Cardio3 Biosciences, a Mayo collaborator, has received FDA approval for a phase 3 clinical trial of its stem cell therapy. That trial will test the discovery of stem cells designed to improve heart health in people suffering from heart failure. This multi-site trial, called Chart 2, will aim to recruit 240 patients with chronic advanced symptomatic heart failure. This is the first time cells have been modified and proven to repair heart muscle. It's called regenerative medicine. Here's Dr. Andre Terzic.
Regenerative medicine is poised to transform the way we treat patients. Indeed, from going increasingly from treating symptoms of disease towards treating the underlying cause of disease and potentially one day offering even cures for disease.
Now, how can you tell when someone's sick? Maybe they look pale, tired, or run down. Well, new research suggests people can also tell when someone's sick by how they smell. That's right, humans can smell sick. Researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden say diseases may have particular smells. Now, being able to detect these smells could be an adaptive tool that allows us to avoid potentially dangerous diseases. Now, to test this theory, they had people smell sweat samples of others with elevated immune system, and the greater a person's immune response, the more unpleasant their sweat smelled. Researchers say this info gives a better understanding of the social cues of sickness and might also open up doors for understanding how infectious diseases can be contained. This study was published in the journal Psychological Science. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.